7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy, Croc Nation. Dr. Tommy and Ellie here with the final episode on a long and arduous module. Finding and searching the person you want to be. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. Sad but happy simultaneously. Do you feel the same way?
Pinch me. I can't believe it's here, but I mean that in a positive way. But then at the same time, I feel like I need to put a large band-aid on that pinch because I am sad.
Do you feel that after these seven podcasts, or I should say 7+1, Harry Potter 7+1, do you feel a little different? Do you feel like you've grown a bit?
Absolutely. I think that, it makes you think. It really makes you think. I know that we don't have to put big words to it. It just makes you think about who you are.
Do you feel that you're starting to create the next version, operating system, Angel Santana operating system 10.03?
I'm on a reboot, and the reboot has a lot more memory.
So my dear survivors, my dear thrivers, we're here to end this, this module on becoming the person you want to be. And we've been through the review. We've been through the 10 commandments. We've been through all of the different things and the tools that we've given you to help finally get you to this point. And then you might say to yourself, you listen to these 7+1 module, episodes, and you wake up and you say, but Dr. E, but Angel, I feel like the same person that I was. How do I know that I've made any changes? What was the purpose of listening to these 7+1 podcasts? Well, the truth is, you may feel the same kind of, but, as my kids tell me, same, but different. So you will be the same person. You're still stuck in the same meat suit that you went to bed in. But when you wake up, you will be different. And this is what the last episode is, and being able to recognize the shift in yourself and how you know that these couple of podcasts have helped you grow. So without further ado, Angel, we have 37 of them to get to, which should take us until probably next March, but we'll start. So what I'm going to be talking about, and very briefly for each of the 37 things, is going to be some of the characteristics or levels of intensity that what you were and what you're going to notice that you're becoming. So the first one that I should start with, because I'm probably the loudest person ever, except for Dr. Fletcher. Dr. Fletcher is louder than I am. We should have a loud contest, but in all kidding aside, our loudness, and I say that metaphorically, will give way to quiet. You'll notice that you will become more peaceful. You'll notice that you'll be less, running into a fight or starting a fight or starting crap with somebody. You're just going to be a lot quieter. And then you're going to, again, we've talked about this many times, that deception, that self-deception, our heads in the sand. The ostriches that we are not anymore, like our dear cancer survivors. We are going to be a very realistic being. We're going to really kind of lean into the reality of what the rules are in life. And the rules are not great. The rules are bent against us. We are given a spirit. We are given a soul. We are given the ability to think. We are given the ability to love. And then we spend a lifetime creating all these memories and all of these interactions and all of these relationships only to have them broken and taken from us. And then we're taken. So the rules are bad. It's a bad system. But we're going to be okay with it because we're going to embrace the reality of what the rules are. We are all, especially this generation and even anybody on this earth, has a bit of narcissism. We're all a little self-centered. We all have our own agendas. And we're going to notice the shift will be going from self-centeredness to a more empathetic type of person, a person that could feel the pain of others, a person that will feel less inclined about what's best for them and be able to act in a way that's best for others. We are also dishonest by nature, and we need to become that truthful. We have to let that truthful, transparent person come out, because what are we afraid of? There's nothing to be afraid of. When you're truthful, the righteous will survive. And to that, you know, there's always that part of us that, you know, I use the word deceptive or shady. We're going to become beings of integrity. You're going to start noticing that some of the things, some of the corners that you cut in the old days, you're not going to be cutting these corners anymore. You're going to become a being of integrity. And you're going to go from a very complex being to a very simple being. And that's okay. It sounds like it's an insult, but it's actually a great, great compliment. To be complex is to just have your life, just too many balls in the air, too many distractions. You want to be very focused and you want to be very simple. And again, back to our survivors, concentrate on the things that are important. And we talked about the fear that a survivor, you know, undergoes. And there's they're fearless with fear. And it's okay. They are brave. We have to learn this bravery. If you're a survivor and you've been told you have cancer, and then you've been told you need surgery, and you've been told you need radiation or chemotherapy, and you tell me that you're not brave, then you're not seeing it, because you're very brave. I don't even like to go to the dentist to have my teeth cleaned. You know, you guys are, you know, having your pancreases whacked out and your craniums, you know, not, you know, opened up. It's like, you guys are very brave, and you're going to notice that. We are also one of the worst things that a human journey or feeling or sentiment is that of shame. We always feel shame. You know, someone will shame us, you know, at work. You didn't know that. Or at home, you know, why didn't you do this? Or I shouldn't have eaten this, or why did I do, you know, whatever. And it's okay to accept your humanity and to accept your flaws. And you're going to notice that as part of your shift. We're all entitled. You know, we all think we are deserving of everything we get. Instead, you're going to start noticing that we're going to be grateful, and that we're not entitled to anything. And any gifts that are given to us, any, you know, breaks that are given to us, any, you know, acts of kindness that are directed to us, we're not necessarily, you know, deserving of those, but we're grateful for them. And we know they come from our Creator. And, you know, we are by definition a very disappointed and regretful, you know, group of individuals. And once we are able to resign ourselves of this resignation and accept it, we're going to become much more peaceful. And we're going to be, again, shifting toward that being that we want to be. You know, we are all a little self-centered, I mentioned. We're a little conceited. We all think that we're, you know, the greatest looking and the smartest and the this and the that. And we're going to become more humble. We're going to have more humility. You're going to notice that in your shift to becoming your greater self. As we mentioned in the podcast many times, we really care about what others think. Well, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to be really going to be only interested in how we feel inside, if something feels right. If something we're doing, we're self-referring, we are like Hebrew National used to do with the hot dogs. We have to be subservient to a greater power, right, with this Hebrew National hot dogs. Yeah. Well, we're going to be actually, subservient, again, to what's within ourselves, not with what anyone else thinks. And, you know, the assumptions that we make about ourselves and about the way we look and about the way we feel and about the way we interact with others, we're not going to have assumptions anymore. We're going to get into the, you know, the deep metrics. I mean, we're going to use the scale as a metaphor, where people, if you ask people what they weigh, and they'll tell you what they think they weigh, and they put them on a scale, they don't weigh that. I can tell you right now, they probably weigh 17 pounds more than they think. And we're going to use that as a metaphor. But again, you know, it's all going to be about metrics, and we'll be able to measure the shifts that we're talking about. You know, in our old self, we would be very impulsive. And instead of being impulsive and doing things without thinking, we're going to be much more thoughtful. We're not going to just run into something and make these bad decisions. We're going to slow down, take a pause, and we're going to be more thoughtful with our decisions. And probably one of the more important things in my life, you know, trying to tame that reactive part of myself that just, you know, blows a fuse if something doesn't go my way. We're going to be less reactive. We're going to be non-reactive if we can get to that point. We may never reach that, but we'll get better than we were. And, you know, there's a negativism that we have. Was talking to somebody today, saying, you know, hey, you got so much to look forward to. You know, they're making a move, and they're, you know, hey, you got a great life ahead of you. They were delayed in their move by a couple of weeks, and they were kind of bitching and moaning about that. And it was like, you have your whole life down there. And the reply was, yeah, we'll see. Well, yeah, you do. No, I don't have to say, I know you're not dying tomorrow. You're going to do good. And you're going to go, if you're a couple of weeks delayed, you know what, who cares? You got the rest of your life, you know, to enjoy your retirement or whatever. So, you know, we're going to be much more positive than negative. I think within us, there's a jealousy and a hatred, you know, that our old selves have. And I use hatred. I know it's a strong word, and it's probably overly strong for this shift, but really, hate will be replaced, even if it's just distaste or, you know, dislike. You know, you're going to notice a love within your heart, a love for all humanity. And I think a lot of times, and I'm guilty of this, you know, trying to be funny, you make fun of somebody. And really what it's all about is, you know, you're making fun of somebody so you can elevate yourself or be above them, you know, to feel better about yourself. And you're not going to need to do that anymore. You're going to become a compliment giver. You're going to become a cheerleader. You're going to, instead of making fun of people, you're going to actually be making them feel great about themselves. Because even in every joke, there's always a bit of truth, you know, behind every joke. And there's also a little bit of hurt behind every joke. You know, I'm a terrible red flag, you know, reader, and I've gotten better, you know, and you guys will notice that when you're shifting to the new person you're going to be, your red flags will start getting a little less red. They'll start getting a little yellow, and they'll start actually going into the green. You'll start seeing green flags. You know, you're going to, you know, shift from being a soft person, you know, to a hard person or a tough and tumble person. And I don't mean that, you know, just in your muscles or, you know, in your workouts. I just mean that you're going to be stronger. You know, you're going to be less weak. You're going to be much stronger. You know, I think, you know, one wise Buddha still, you know, so popular now, as, you know, Christ and Buddha have so many similarities to their teaching. It's because they both, you know, preached and teached on being non-desirous. You know, we desire outcomes. We want the weather to be nice tomorrow. We want all these things to happen. But tomorrow's going to come, and whether it's nice or not, we don't have to have any sort of a dog in the fight. You know, if it's not nice, we're going to figure it out. You know, the expression, we're going to make lemonade. And then we're always hard. It's hard for us to acknowledge when we're not, you know, when we're not right, when we've made mistakes. And I think that this blame, this big, you know, stripe of blame that goes through our personalities, we are going to become more accountable. We're going to shift to become accountable for our mistakes and be okay with our mistakes. And again, we talked about having a relationship with our creator. We're going to have a non-superstitious relationship with our creator, and we're going to have a faith-based belief in our creator. And we're not going to be in denial. We're going to be realistic. We're not going to complain. We're going to be humorous about our condition. We're going to make fun of ourselves. We're going to be able to find humor, you know, in the journey when we, you know, when we fall down and scrape our knees. We're just going to get up and we're going to laugh at ourselves and say, boy, I meant to do that. Or say, you know, hey, I must really look silly falling down that hill, right? So it's going to be okay, you know, and we're going to replace that hyper sociability, you know, that need to go to every party or that need to, you know, keep relationships up with, you know, very peripheral people or to go to every opportunity. If someone invites you to every single thing or go to every single game or go to every single opening or go to every single whatever and go to every single restaurant and whatever, we don't really need to do that. We can be more introspective. We can be within ourselves and be happy within ourselves. You know, we're not going to do anything half-ass. You know, when we commit to something, we're going to commit fully. And you're going to notice this in your shift as well. We're going to go from ego-driven to soul-driven. We're not going to be any more driven by wanting to, you know, to make ourselves better or make ourselves bigger or make ourselves more popular. We're going to be driven by what's in our soul. And that is going to be for a better world, not just for ourselves, but for everyone around us. And we're not going to be wishy-washy. We're going to be serious. We don't need to be right. You know, a lot of times people get into fights and they're right, but it really doesn't do anything. You're still in conflict. You don't need to prove yourself. If someone is telling you something about yourself and it's incorrect, you don't have to correct them. You're going to notice this. You're going to notice that you're not going to even use any of that energy to have to protect yourself or quote unquote protect yourself from these unfair, because there is no fair and unfair when you're going to become that best version of yourself. You're going to go from an immature being to a very mature and wise being. You're going to stop throwing people under the bus and being mean to people. You're going to take the high road. You don't need to prove anything to anybody. We talked about the negativity and talking about people. We're going to be positive and polite. And I mentioned being a cheerleader and being someone's, you know, greatest advocate. And we're going to be much less devilish and much more saintly when we make this shift. And we are all, I use again the metaphor gluttons. Now, you can be a glutton for food or just really gluttony means to me, you know, a need to feel good, a need to bring pleasure to yourself. And you know, pleasure is good, but pleasure doesn't have to be 24/7. You could become an, you know, more aesthetic about life and be a little more simple about things. And last, I told you I was going to get to 37, Angel. This is number 37. We are going to go from a stagnant person on this journey with nothing changing for 80 years. And it's the same experience every day. And we're going to embrace change. So Angel, 7+1 podcasts going from trying to figure out who the heck we are to meeting our young self and trying to figure out some of the traumas that made us who we are, coming to grips and introducing ourselves and having a beer with our dark side, with the dark side of our moon, to be able to take our vital signs psychologically, to be able to see ourselves through the reflections of others, to have our survivors acknowledge and be insightful to the superpower that they have to supercharge this journey, and then finally putting it all together. Your final thoughts.
I think the best way to put it is we were all given a mirror from the beginning of this modules, but we never looked into it. We just assumed that the reflection would be the thing that we already had we thought that the perception of what we would have when we turned the mirror to face ourselves would be exactly what we thought that image would be. And now we see ourselves in a different light, in a different view. And I hope and pray that what you see is exactly what you know you should be.
Angel Santana, thank you for the 7+1 journey. It's been a journey of discovery for me, and I hope for all of you out there. Thank you, my friend.
Awesome. Awesome.
Rod Freeman, have your small biz up. Thank you very much, Rod. I hope that you enjoyed this journey with us, and thank you for everything you do for our survivors and for Angel and for myself. Board of Directors, I hope you enjoyed this module. I know we'll be having our board meeting in April, and you can tell me any mistakes I made and to make the podcast better. I thank you for your honesty, and I thank you for your commitment to our survivors. Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson, thank you for your support of this podcast. And last but not least, to our survivors. You have gone through a 7+1 journey with us on this module of self-improvement. You have taken your cancer journey and you've spun it on its head in order for you guys to get to where you want to be quicker than anyone else, because you do have that superpower. You are in pain, you are fearful, and you are scared. But guess what? It doesn't keep you from getting up in the morning. It doesn't keep you from taking care of business. It doesn't keep you from taking care of your family. It doesn't keep you from enjoying your life, because you are now the person you always wanted to be. And you are strong. This is the person you are. You are amazing. This is the person you are. You are tough. You are worthy. You are special. You are loved. You are brave. You are supported. You are not alone. You are a fighter, and you got this. So 7 times 1, we will say and end the same as we do every week, by wishing you all a long, healthy, cancer-free life, to the person that you were, to the person that you wanted to be. Let us know. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.